This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we have an awesome episode for you today. We give tips for going to Vegas. We tell you how to get out of a funk after a relationship, and a little brother that's given his big brother a pain in the ass. Check it out. We're here with Michael Somerville. He's so good, and we wanted to plug his album. Go on iTunes, get his album. It's called No Sudden Movements. Michael Somerville, go search it on iTunes. Great comic, fantastic guest. Enjoy the show. Podcast. This is Jake Frank, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Guys, I say it every week. I'll say it again because I love saying it. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for getting involved. Thank you, thank you, thank you for telling a friend. Keep doing that. We are the official podcast of your shitty summer internship, and that season's coming to an end. And that means you are going back to home or school or wherever you're going, or, you know, or your shitty, job that you have to go to because you dropped out of school. There's somewhere you're going from this internship that I want you to bring with you. I want you to pack up the bags. You're going to put your shirts in there, your boat shoes, your rape whistle, like all that shit, okay? Throw it in the bag, and then I want you to also put in the J Train podcast. Throw that in your bag with you back from the summer internship. Put it in there, pack it up, pop a JT, put them in with the Dob kit, okay? And I want you to bring it back to your school and tell your friends. Tell one friend, tell a buddy, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, an uncle, an aunt. I want them all listening and subscribed on iTunes. And it does. I mean, the response I've been getting on Snapchat is unbelievable. And I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56, JTrain56 on Snapchat. And it feathers my nuts when you guys send me a picture of you listening to the podcast. It's very cool because I get brought into your world for 10 seconds at a time. And now Instagram has started the story stuff. So I want you guys on Instagram to get at me too. So I'm on Instagram at Jared Fried. You can also search JTrain56 and I pop up. But I'm at Jared Fried on Instagram, JTrain56 on Snapchat. Find me so you can send me pictures of you listening to the pod. Really, it's like a giant feather from across the room going up and down the seam of my nuts. Sometimes you go too low to the butthole, and I'm like, no, 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 yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, okay, back up, and thank you again. So I'm very excited about today's guest. Now that we've gone through the rigmarole of you going on iTunes and supporting this podcast, because it does help. Going and commenting, it is the best thing you can do for us. I'm really excited about today's guest. One of those guys I see, the room for me stops. I got to watch him on stage. Such a funny comic. Always great stuff. Michael Somerville, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's, not as much as the feather, but
No, listen, you're right below feather status for me. Because I love seeing you around. I mean, you got to go on Twitter, at Somerville Puns, okay? Yeah. At Somerville Puns. If you go to my Twitter, you can find him there. I'll be tweeting him out when this episode airs. You're super fucking great. It's so good to watch you on stage.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. I feel the same way, man.
Oh, that's right. And also, the other great thing about you is sometimes you'll see comics around clubs and stuff, and they're just like this rain cloud is over them.
I think most, right?
Yeah, right? And you walk in, and sunshine came to stay. Smile on your face. It's a happy hello. I'm always happy to see you.
Yeah, I was probably drunk. I don't know what that is.
It's those pills, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I gotta get some of those pills. No, I'm serious. It's one of those things. It's like a lesson for life. Like, You know, I hate, you know, I understand when women don't like being told to smile.
Yes.
Because I don't like being told to smile. Right. Like, I've been told, people will be like, what?
You're a jovial soul in general.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I would say.
I'm very happy. But sometimes I'll have my headphones on, I'll be walking down the street, and I'll see someone that I know, and they'll be like, whoa, look who's coming to kill somebody. I'm like, just let me fucking live. You know, like, this is how I look. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say, though, you do have an austere face. Like, if you're not smiling,
yeah,
something could be up.
Something's up.
I agree with that, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, so that's why I do, like, have this thing for women when they're like, I hate being told to smile. Yeah, anyone hates being told to smile.
Right.
But
who's telling women to smile?
Mostly Latinos. I'm gonna say it's mostly Spanish people. Spanish Harlem. I mean, that's a conversation no one wants to have. Did you see that catcalling video like a couple years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, the girl walked around. They're like, "Whoa, men are fucking catcalling." It's like, yeah, look at the men in the video.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation about race in this country. I don't walk around my, you know, suburban, and I'm not saying white people don't have their issues too. I'm saying this is just a very thing where I've never walked around my home suburb and and been with a girl and had some guy been like, yo, mommy. Yeah. Like, I've never had an old white guy look at like a girl I'm with and be like, yo, love your seersucker. Those seersucker pants look good on your ass. Like, it's ever
at the post office in Westchester.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot.
No, I agree.
And I'm not saying we don't have our issues. Listen, we got our issues.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I especially.
The most issues.
Yes.
But I'm saying it is seems to be in a certain community. Don't see a lot of Hasidics.
Heckling the lady in the corner.
They may not let a woman have an opinion, but, you know, so everyone's got their thing. But Michael Sommerfeld, I'm very excited to have you here.
Yeah, I think the point was Michael's, he smiles a lot. He's a happy guy.
The whole point of that is to say that it's always nice to see a smile.
Yeah, and I've never been heckled by a Hasidic. So,
listen, but I'm super pumped to have you here.
Thank
especially you. Because of your history. And you were the dating columnist for Glamour magazine.
That is correct. Yeah.
Tell the audience what that was like. If you can give like it was fun. You get crazy
amazing
letters.
Yeah, it's called Jake, a Man's Opinion, and it's the oldest dating column in the country. Actually, it started the same year as Dear Abby in like 1958 or something. And yeah, for 3 years I was there. I was their dating columnist.
So great.
And yeah, thousands and thousands of women a month would like email their questions about.
So about what? I'm sorry.
Anything and everything. You name it. I mean,
it's so tough for me to pick emails on this podcast because, you know, we're getting 50 a week.
Right.
So how do I choose? And some of them are so long and in depth.
Yes.
Because, I mean, ladies, let's make some blanket statements again on this podcast.
Smile.
Women seem to think every detail matters.
Well, by the way, though, I should say that's not such a bad problem to have because my problem when I was doing it, I would get no detail. I literally got an email once and a woman said, I was saving myself for marriage, but I met a nice guy. Should I do it? Question mark. And that was it. It's just no information.
Yeah, there's a lot I need to know.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. You know?
A nice man. Oh, he yelled nice ass to me in West Harlem.
Exactly.
That's a nice guy.
He told me to smile.
He kept telling me to smile. I figured, you know, he had a good head on his shoulders.
But so detail's not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, we get details.
Do you?
We got some.
Do you get pictures?
We get some pictures sometimes. Tough on the radio. Tough on the podcast system. But good for me and us in the room. You know, we all sit here and
enjoy
for ourselves. But let's get into it. I'm super pumped to have you. You guys should all go follow Michael Sommerfeld. He's so fucking funny. Got to go see him. Got to go get involved at Sommerfeld Puns on Twitter. I mean, if you're going to be all over Vegas, Hawaii. So, like, you're all over.
Yep. LA. I'm on the road pretty much. I do 300 shows a year. And,
fuck, man.
And yeah, I'm on the road. Like, I'm in town like 5 to 6 days a month.
So, a lot of guys will write in like they're doing Vegas trips.
Yeah.
You go to Vegas a lot. What's your number? Where do you perform in Vegas? Like, where can they come to see you?
At Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grand.
Okay, you're there all the time.
Twice a year I go.
So, okay,
I'll be there September, then again, Super Bowl week next year.
So that's a week someone here might be listening. They can say, okay, let's take a night and do that.
Absolutely. Come out Monday through Sunday, 8 o'clock every night. Brad's there a bunch. He actually comes and hosts a lot.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, yep. It's a great time. Best club, in my opinion, in the country.
Really?
Just beautiful. All respect to where we are.
Yeah, but he's a comedian. He knows how to make a club.
He started, he's a fascinating guy. You know, he's the big brother and everyone loves Raymond. That's what most people know him for. And but he started out, he won Star Search back in like 1980 or something. And he wound up like opening in Vegas for Sinatra, Sammy Davis, all these names.
So he's got stories for days.
And he was a Vegas guy, like old school Vegas. That's where he cut his teeth. And so when he wanted to make a club, he just wanted to make it like a beautiful, like lounge, old Vegas feel. And
he
built it from scratch. And it really is. It's an amazing space.
So that's fucking cool. Yeah. Now I want to go see it. So if you're going to be in Vegas, you're going to go to Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grand.
Yep.
And what would you know, comedy isn't number one on a lot of these guys' lists for when they go to Vegas. You know, number one, it's like cocaine.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. It's like chicks.
Right.
Drunk.
Right.
Chicks again.
Right.
Paid for chicks.
And
then like 10 down is comedy.
Strip clubs, yeah.
And then strip club. You're right below strip club.
Yes.
So what would you tell someone? What's your biggest piece of advice to someone making that Vegas trip?
Well, first of all, in terms of comedy, the show's at 8 p.m., so it's before anything's happening. I mean, people are just waking up at 7. When I'm in Vegas, I start on Monday performing. By Thursday, I literally have to set my alarm to make the 8 p.m. show. It gets that bad. I mean, it's a night town, you know? It goes through the night. So 8 o'clock is like lunchtime in Vegas.
Exactly.
Go take in a show, take a deep breath, have a cocktail, and then 10 p.m.
It's like having a water after every beer.
It's exactly what it is. Exactly.
Because it's like, you know what? Listen, your fun part of the night in Vegas isn't happening until 1 a.m. beyond.
Exactly.
And if you are partying too hard at 8 p.m., that 1 a.m. don't happen.
You're not going to get to 1. Yes. Exactly.
So this is a good way to pace stretch out the night.
Especially with like $14 cocktails in the club.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Or you gamble and you lose $100 to have two cocktails.
Yeah, exactly. So $100.
Is there a place in Vegas that like people who don't go a lot, you would say you got to go to, or is there?
Oh man, you know, it's funny that to me Vegas, like just off the Strip and old Vegas, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone loves the Strip, and it gets a lot of bad, like, it's corporate, it's this and that. Mm-hmm. The truth is, there's a reason that millions of people go to the Strip. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't criticize the actual Strip and the main casinos at all. But the old Vegas now, I just went down there when I was just back. That is unbelievable because it's basically where Vegas started.
Yeah,
and it's got this old kitschy feel, but they've totally dialed it up, and you can just walk around with drinks, and everything's indoor, outdoor kind of. It's got this.
Oh, really?
And the weather's always beautiful.
There's
in Vegas.
Nothing. It's like lesbians kissing for me. Drinking outside, I'll never get over it.
Is it not the best thing
in the
world?
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world. Like, and it's such an American best thing in the world because you go to Europe and they're like, yeah, we're just drinking. What the fuck? It doesn't matter.
Right.
And here you're like, drink outside? Oh my God. Let me have 7 drinks.
Exactly. Let's do this. Exactly. And then miss the comedy show.
Yeah. So Old Vegas. I went to a restaurant in Old Vegas with a bunch of guys. It was an Italian place. It was like way off and it was like known as like a place to get you off. Like get off the Strip, and I can't remember the name of the place, but I'll figure it out
it's
for another
great.
Time.
But it's all very that, cool. Like that Heart Attack Grill is down there.
Yeah,
like, you eat free if you're over 350 pounds or some shit. Like it's all sorts of stuff like that.
There's one listener right now being like, there's my plan.
I gotta go.
There's a 400-pound listener right now that's like, I'm gonna lose the 20 pounds so I can walk.
Exactly.
And I'm going to the Heart Attack Room.
Exactly. So, and what's the other place? The Tiki Lounge? Tiki Hut? Tiki?
I don't know it as well.
It's an amazing bar off the Strip. I always forget the name, but that's where like Doug Stanhope goes and loses days of his life.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally one of those bars, 24 hours. That's the thing. Everything's 24 hours.
Yeah.
You can drink 24. So you can literally like lose days at a time.
Night becomes day. Day becomes night.
It's bad. Like they have to come get him to do your show kind of thing.
Well,
but
listen, I'm pumped to have you here. I'm pumped. If you're going to Vegas, that's good Vegas advice. Because I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
People are like, we're doing this trip. What should we do? And I'm one guy. I don't know. And you have experienced it.
So go
follow Michael on Twitter at Somerville Puns.
I think you're talking Frankie's Tiki Room.
Frankie's
is that
Tiki Room. That's
the one
right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Frankie's Tiki
there
Room.
It is.
Just off the Strip.
That's straight from the horse's mouth, right?
That's
there.
It,
you got
man.
The you're getting the local experience, kind
that's,
of.
That's it.
at Somerville Puns. Let's do the emails. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Also, before we get into the emails, I am coming to colleges this fall. I want to come to your school. okay? There's money at your school that can be used to bring me there that you don't have to use. So if you are somebody that's got a little bit of energy and wants to bring me to your school, we can make that happen and make it very easy for you. So all you have to do is email Gina at kpcomedy.com. That's Gina, G-I-N-A, at K as in knife. That's not a good K word to use, is that?
Yeah.
I
said kitsch before.
K as in K. It's Gina, G-I-N-A, at K as in kite, P as in penis, comedy.com. So kpcomedy.com, Gina at kpcomedy.com, Gina at kpcomedy.com. I can come to your school. We can make that very easy for you. I won't get into it. I got into it earlier with someone on why I'm not at some of these schools, but I'm not going to go into it. So, guys, you can send the emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, Michael Somerville, @SomervillePuns. Newly single bros.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a single guy?
I am, actually, technically, right now.
Yes. That's all. I'm sure there's a girl out there that loves hearing. I hear this all the time. Guys who be like, are you in a relationship? The way guys describe their relationships when their girlfriends aren't there,
yes,
will ruin their, like, if they ever heard it, they'll be like, oh, I'm never touching your penis again.
Right, right.
Exactly. Technically.
No, it's, yeah.
She's something that, you know, fucks me. You know, like, what, dude? When did you become?
I would never.
When did you just come from Saudi Arabia? You know, like, when did you just treat this? Do you have a, and then they'll have like a really great relationship, but they don't know how to answer it. Because also when guys ask each other, like, what's your deal?
Right.
They know that you're not going to get like a super awesome answer from me if you are in a relationship. I'm not going to be like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, exactly. And even if I was super happy in a relationship, I wouldn't want to tell you that.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not going to be like,
hey, Jared, let me tell you how happy I am.
Oh, my God. You won't believe it.
Exactly. It just feels weird. I didn't even like looking at you.
Dear Chewbacca, I've listened to the podcast for the past year or so, and it made it through all the old ones in my free time. Love the show. The advice is always on point, and stories are hilarious. I'm glad to have your rookie card. Can't wait to watch your career blow up. Thank you, man. Shout out to Mansamp as well. It's great to hear an intelligent discussion on issues.
Really appreciate it, buddy.
Now to the meat and potatoes. A few weeks ago, I found out that one of my pledge bros' live-in girlfriend of 4 years was fucking around on him, and the relationship obviously was aborted in a hurry. Just recently, I found out another is getting divorced. For context, we were all 2 to 3 years out of an incredibly small engineering school where the pickings were really slim. Their situation has made me glad I'm still living the Tinder life and living with drinking buddies. What's the best way to help them out? I said the best way to get over a girl is to get under a new one, which is pretty indicative of how I've been living. But their response wasn't enthusiastic. Fuck yeah, I usually get from the fuck boys, a title they enjoy. I've been hanging out with. Any advice would be awesome. What do you think?
So what's he want to do? He wants to help his buddies feel better?
Well, I've had this situation. I've had friends get divorced or out of long-term relationships. And it's like, how do you help that friend get out there and find a new chick? And how do you, even if it's you, how do you find, what's the best advice to, like, listen, I just got fucking dumped.
Right.
I'm sitting here, dick literally in hand.
Right.
What do I do now? I haven't talked to a girl. This is the problem. You've literally been denutted. But I'm saying, like, you come out of a relationship and you are, I call it relationship confidence.
Right.
Like, my buddies that are in relationships think they can fuck so many girls that they could never fuck. Right?
Exactly.
I'll be with a buddy that's in a relationship. He's like, oh, look at that chick. You should go talk to her. I'm like, dude, you don't even know the first thing about this whole situation. Right. He's like, oh, man, I'd get with her. I was like,
it's safe because they can't, right?
Because they can't.
Yeah.
And also, they've been talking to girls where sex is out of the question.
Exactly.
And so they're like, look it, I'm killing it.
I'm with
this chick. And like, if I could, that's the male ego right there.
Exactly. It's like being a priest. I can't do anything. So yeah, what's it? No, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they're full of a lot of confidence. And they think once they get back in the game, they could or would. And all of a sudden, it's real.
And a lot of guys dump their girlfriends because of girlfriend confidence.
Is that right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my God, all of these girls are talking to me. Look how much game I'm spitting.
I could be slaying it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really just a girl that's speaking to you because you're not being a disgusting animal.
Because you're safe.
Safe.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you have to, so how does like a guy, and I've been in this situation, I've been in a relationship, I get out and I'm like, oh my God, how do I swim again?
Yeah, how do I even go? Travel and change your name. That's what I would do. Book a trip somewhere.
Assume a new identity.
I've done that, man. I've gotten on a plane. I've met someone next to me. My name's been Trevor.
Yeah.
It's great. There's nothing better than traveling to hit the reset button, especially overseas.
Really? This is advice.
I'm dead serious. 100% serious.
When you first said it, I was like, that's funny. But now I'm like, wait a minute. There is a point to that.
Get on a plane somewhere. Nothing hits the reset button in any major. If something major happens in life, this is certainly a good example. Fine. Just take off, man. Go somewhere and be whoever you want. Do it by yourself. And I've been on planes where I've literally just made up a whole story about my name, what I do for a living, just for fun. Just sort of like.
And also, like I've said this before on the podcast, it's a lot about reps. Getting used to getting back in the flow of the jab and flow of a conversation with the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
Or someone that you're attracted to.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, when you lose confidence, man, when someone, we break up, even whether or not it was your idea, man, you're kind of like the confidence drops. You're kind of, who am I? Like you say, I'm not familiar with this game. I travel. It's always what I say, man.
And also, here's another thing. I agree with that advice. I think traveling, even if you went with friends, like if you and four buddies or three buddies, you make it a group of four. And went to a place and you're like, listen, we're just going to go. We're going to try and hit on chicks. And the best thing you can do as the friend is not fucking pressure your buddy.
Totally. Totally
because
agree.
There's nothing worse than being, and it happens to me a lot, where if I, like now I'm at an age where like my friends got married pretty early.
Right.
So now I'm the single guy at every wedding.
Ah, yes.
And then there's one single girl.
Yeah.
So now everyone's cheering for this fucking thing to happen for some reason. And they're like, are you going to talk to her? And it's like, I don't even know if I'm into this.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
You know, and then you end up. What happens is it's fucking embarrassing because you'll end up. I'll be like, okay, I have to talk to this girl because I'm a pussy if I don't.
Right, and everyone's watching.
Everyone's watching. Then you get up to this girl and you're like, and she knows you're coming up to her because it's like she's been having the same fucking thing come from her, and you're like, hey,
apparently we're supposed to do this.
Just this big loser conversation.
Really, you're the two winners. You're at a wedding single. What's more cool and more fun than being at a wedding single?
Exactly. And it would be all the better if everyone was just like, that chick's... like, if someone came up to me and was like, hey, these three are single, do what you do. If you don't, fuck it.
Right, yeah.
But then, it happens to me a lot. Oh, dude, you didn't fucking do it?
Right,
yeah, dude.
Right.
There was another party that had to say yes.
Yeah, exactly. and again, though, they're all living vicariously. They're all attached, and they all, if I was single, I would. No, you wouldn't.
I watched you eat ham and cheese at 2 a.m. with me.
And watch ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, with me. Yes. Fucking with your doing nothing.
Exactly.
Making fun of everyone talking to girls. You know, like, but I think reps is always the key, getting out there. The vacation idea I love because what it does is the pressure of your city, seeing somebody that you know that wasn't involved in this whole thing.
All
that comes into play. I think also for a lot of these guys, the advice would be like, get on the apps. I think that's not a game you want to play right away.
No, absolutely.
I think it can be too much too soon.
You don't want to bury it. I mean, you know, the truth is, you have emotions. Guys do too, whether we admit it or not. And you need to process and deal with them. Mm-hmm. And anyone who goes, like, just jump into bed with a new girl, find a girl who looks like her, all that stuff. It's like, dude, at some point, those emotions are in there and they need to work themselves out, either through booze or through something. But you need, so I agree with you.
But also, those happen through normalcy. So, normalcy of, like, hey, let's just go out and get drunk.
Exactly.
And if you do that with a few friends, girls are going to come around you because, listen, girls want to find guys just like guys want to find girls.
Absolutely
true. They're going to see four guys having fun.
Yep.
And it's going to be like a beam of light. And they're going to be like, those four guys are guys I want to be involved with.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I think the other thing, and not to be too, like, not funny and advicey, but
I'm never funny.
Do, like, a daytime date. Like, chill with a girl. Like, I'm a big fan of, like, you know what?
Just coffee.
Take a deep breath. Yeah. Go do something in the afternoon. You want to go walk through the park? There's no chance that you're going to get drunk.
I'll give a very personal piece of advice to anyone that's out there dating. If you have a girl or a guy that is like, you're like, I see that we have a lot in common. Like, you can tell right away. You're like, that's someone I'm going to be into.
Yep.
Daytime date, that's the way to go.
Totally.
Because there's options. So you do coffee because that takes a lot of the pressure off it. It's not like, oh, he's trying to get me drunk or he's trying to get me to his place.
And what do we do in the end of the night?
What do we do at the end of the night? You just do, hey, you want to get coffee? It's a very talky date.
Totally.
And then that coffee can always become 6 p.m., let's do some,
It
can turn into, but it doesn't have to. You can be like, hey, that was a fun conversation that we had, and you can move on. And I think I'm a person who would do that for someone. I'm like, okay, I see, let me see the Venn diagram of this chick
yes.
on the wall. Pros outweigh cons, the things in the middle. That middle, like, sliver's really filled up.
Right.
I'm like, okay, let's fucking do some coffee.
Let's do, yeah, yeah.
Michael Somerville, at Michael Somerville, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails. We're here with Michael Somerville, at Somerville Puns on Twitter. Go follow, go support. Bone or friend zone?
Oh, boy.
See, we go all over the map.
Are you asking me? Or?
Right now.
Is this about us?
On the table.
I brought you here.
My fetish is to have Mansamp watch from the booth. And
which works out because that's mine to watch you. Yeah, so perfect.
So
I knew this felt weird.
Papa J. Tranny. Here's some feathering of your knots. Now let's get down to it. It's about a girl. When isn't it? Yes, I want to sleep with her. No, that's not the end game. I like her. She's eights across the board. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Guys or girls can use it.
All right.
I'm a feminist.
Okay.
Face, body, personality. It's the area code method. So okay. He says that she's an 888.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's face, body, personality.
1 to 10?
1 to 9.
All right.
0 to 9, I would think. That,
okay.
How do you can do like 9-0, you know, 2-1-2. You're in New York is fucking, that's the trouble.
Back in the day, yeah.
So it's 888. She's dating material.
That's great.
She was my formal date, but we went as friends, a.k.a. she can hang and is a lot of fun, but is not slutty. Dude, that also means a lot of other shit, that you went as friends to your formal.
Yeah.
You were in a fraternity.
No, I went to Notre Dame. We didn't have fraternities.
You went to Notre Dame.
Yes.
You had...
We didn't have fraternities. We had dorms that you stayed in for 4 years.
Yes.
But they weren't fraternities.
Did you ever... So with Notre Dame, I'll get back to this email. Notre Dame, they have those football leagues, right?
Yeah.
Like it's full pad
full
football.
Full contact football.
For the intramurals.
Absolutely,
yeah. Did you play?
Yeah, no. I had back surgery my freshman year, and that was the end of
my...
But I boxed in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Back surgery? Boxing's okay?
Well, by my senior year, they were like, all right, you can do something. I'm like, how about boxing? And my doctor was like, I guess so. And my mom was like, no.
But, always want that glowing, I guess so, from the doctor. And you're like, oh, okay, exactly. We're good, right?
Like, can't you play ping pong? I'm like, yeah, you know. No, my roommate was on the boxing team, so I was,
cool.
Like, went and supported him for 4 years.
Are you a big Notre Dame football fan?
Oh, sure.
You have to be,
yeah,
right?
By law, yeah.
Oh, man. Man, my buddy went there. I have a buddy who has a funny story about how he went and couldn't find a place to stay. So he, like, slept in a janitor's closet of one of, like, the two bars.
On a football weekend?
Yes.
I love it. Yeah, there's nowhere to stay.
No. And then, isn't there, like, two main bars or something? Or is it...
There's, like, walking distance, yeah, the linebacker. And then, yeah, there's not much within walking distance of the actual campus.
That's
so,
what
yeah.
I had heard. Yeah, because Penn State played Notre Dame, like, while I was...
Okay.
Around.
Yeah.
You know, so we went, I think he went to the game, but I went to the home one.
Okay, yeah.
That was, and I think we lost, it was bad. But,
sorry about
that's
that.
It's okay. But I mean, that Penn State goal line stand, that's like a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Penn State Notre Dame.
Oh, bad. But were you talking about 1993?
Yeah. That's like a big,
I was at that game.
That's like a famous photo.
It's a huge, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Penn State people hate that photo.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, it's a poster on campus and everything, yeah.
So he says, she was my formal date. We went as friends, a.k.a. she can hang, is a lot of fun, but is not slutty. And then I'm going to add, also, might not want to fuck you. we constantly flirt, do the whole, ha ha ha, we're engaged bit.
Oh.
Once convinced an ugly little Asian dude we were actually married, and when we hit on when he hit on
ugly?
Her at a party, yeah, why couldn't he really threw that Asian
throwing
dude
out. Stones?
Why couldn't he just be an ugly dude?
Yeah, or a dude. Why has he got to be ugly and Asian?
He really threw him under the bus there. I guess he that we were actually married when he hit on her at a party, and then he writes dingus.
Jeez.
Dingus? Who uses that? What is this, from 1985? What's going on? She has come around to my place.
Yeah, bigger issues than this guy.
She has come around to my place specifically to cuddle. She had a friend with her. They were both drunk and in my neighborhood at 2 a.m. on a Monday when I had work the next morning. So slipping in the sword and sheath would not have been chivalrous at the time. Yeah, also because all you did was cuddle, dude.
She bought a friend?
But like any girl, she gives me signals. We're obviously very good friends, but I can't tell if she's into me. This is one of those classic J-Train podcast emails. Tough talk at the beginning. Is she into me at the end?
And yeah. She started big.
I don't know.
Slamming the Asians.
What do you? Yeah. Fuck Asians. Is she into me?
They're ugly. Does she like me? I want to know where the friend was when they came to cuddle. Did all three of them cuddle?
No. Doesn't. Yeah. This guy. I don't fuck her, but I cuddle the fuck out of freeways. I've been doing three-way cuddles. I'm crushing the three-way cuddle game.
I'm killing it.
Still a virgin. But what do you think? I mean, what do you think of that? I don't know. I bring this email up. I don't know why. I think it's friend zone.
Yeah.
What do you think of the whole friend zone thing?
I think it's, obviously, I think it's something that's more, I think a woman appreciates it and enjoys it. And I think a woman, you know, they like to be liked and like to be wanted and like to feel like they're, I guess a guy would too, but anyone likes to feel like there's a game and a push and a pull and a little bit of unknown and tenuous, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, I think we all kind of, I think women enjoy that more than men, actually.
Yeah. Well, I also think that, like, it's kind of sad for the woman, I think, a lot of times where it's like, oh, you've been lying to me the whole time?
Yeah.
You weren't really my friend. You just kept thinking of my vagina every single time I brought up, let's get lunch. Do you know what I mean?
But do you believe that women genuinely...
No, I think she gets something out of it. Yeah. I do agree. The cuddle that she got, that wasn't her not getting anything out of that.
Right.
You know, like, that's not her being like, well, we're friends. She can't defend that in a court of law.
Well, exactly. You know, like, 2 a.m. drunk.
Yeah, the lawyer
hey,
would be like...
Hey, can I jump in your bed?
The lawyer would be like, yeah, you didn't have sex, but, like, you were there at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Drunk, and you cuddled.
And cuddled.
Do you cuddle your you know...
Yeah.
Your cousin?
No, exactly.
You
know, yeah, like, right,
you do
yeah.
that with your cousin.
You wouldn't call your coworker.
Yeah. So there's we all have to look at ourselves in the mirror in this situation. Like,
I prefer not to do that. Yeah.
Especially not when I'm naked.
No, it's not a good look.
So I do think, like, for him, you're never going to get out of this by going the way he's going. You know, He's talking a lot of game. Is she into me? The only way you'll know if she into me is if you ask.
Yeah.
And the only
or
way to
kiss
ask,
her.
Kiss her. Yeah, you got to make a move.
Yeah.
Every relationship with someone that you want to be more comes to a fork in the road.
Decide what you want, though. I mean, you got to decide. Do you want her as a friend? Do you want to date her? It sounds like he does, obviously.
Yeah.
And would you be content if you were just friends, you know,
yeah.
and that's maybe, and you're right, maybe you don't make a move, maybe you just talk to her about it. I mean, look, I have feelings, and
I do hear where he's coming from, where there's nothing I hate more than the, we're married!
Yes, that's
to the
brutal.
Girl you're not fucking.
I've done that twice, and they're like, you're my husband, and they're off banging someone else. You're like,
yeah.
Jesus. So what, do I buy you a house then? Yeah. What's my role here?
It is like we're married. You're not fucking
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I'm not getting nothing out of
this. Well, I just hate that game that girls play. I'm at the point where, like, if you're out there with a girl being like, we're married, stop playing along.
Right.
You don't have to laugh at every fucking joke a girl tells. You know, like, if she does we're married, be like, no, I don't get it.
Yeah, no.
I don't get it. Like, I like doing that to people. Like, when they're like, I had a girl text me once, and it was like, she was just like, and you probably see this a lot with girls, and you tell them or they know you do comedy.
Right.
And they're like trying to out funny you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fucking play a game of fucking full court basketball with you.
Right.
I want to play a game of horse.
Right.
You know, I want to have friendly fucking game with you.
Right.
They turn it into, like, there's a lot of girls out there who are like, no, I'm sassy and sarcastic.
Yeah.
No, you sound like a bitch.
Yeah, you're actually being.
I don't think you get sarcasm at all. Is the way
you know what that is.
And it's also like the best relationships I've ever been to. And the girls I think are the funniest.
Right.
Are the ones that are like playing with me.
Yes.
Where it's a game absolutely. Of improv. Absolutely. Not a game, you know, not where they're trying to dunk on me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's shtick back and forth. They're not trying to one up each other.
Yeah, yeah. And it never wears well for guy or girl. I'm sure girls get this probably all. I'm sure female comics get this like more than anything.
Right.
Where it's a guy's like, well, I'm going to show you that I can fucking do this, because guys, right. a lot of their, you know,
right.
their manliness
and
ego is out of being funny.
Exactly.
But I don't think, I think it's okay every now and again. Like, I have my read receipts on, famously on this podcast. I turned on so you can see I've read your text.
Oh,
and
right.
So I've had girls like that, like, try to like out.
Yeah.
Funny me, and it's not even funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just like, they'll send like a gif or something. I'll look at it, and I'll just be like, and I'll look at it like purposely, like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm like sending the read. Right. It's almost like, yeah, I read it.
Yes, yes.
That's called bombing.
I'm aware of what you just did.
Yeah, and no laughs.
Yes, nothing.
J-Train, yeah, also, fucking do something, dude. Shit or get off the pot. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michael Somerville at Somerville Puns. Go follow him, support him. I am very excited. We have a new sponsor.
Oh.
A new sponsor here on the J-Train Podcast. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for not clapping over there. Yeah. We have an audience of three, but don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry. We'll take the claps later. Listen, everybody. I am very excited about this sponsor for one reason. I'm already a customer.
Ah.
I've already been using them.
It's like Hair Club for Men.
Literally. And you're close to who it is. Harry's. Okay? Listen. Stop compromising on your shave and get started with Harry's. For far too long, you've either paid too much for a comfortable shave or you've settled for a low price but low quality razor. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes its own high quality razors, cuts out the middleman, and ships them directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price, it's simple. Get the best of both with Harry's. Listen, guys. I use these blades, and they're awesome. They're better than anybody else I've ever used, and they're mailed directly to your house.
Can't beat it.
Give you everything. You can buy this whole starter set. It's called the Truman. And their website, super easy to use. You go on the website, you just click Truman, you put in your mom or dad's credit card, and you fucking have them ship them to you. But listen, all of us have to shave. We
got to
shave. This is like one of those things that like you hear about a company like Harry's, and you're like, fuck, that space in the market existed.
Yeah.
That spot. So you go to harrys.com, okay? It's called the Truman. It's a great option for new customers. So it's a good way to get you involved. For $15. Razor handle, moisturizing shaving cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, there's a special offer because you know Papa JT. Okay? You know me, so I'm going to give you a little deal here.
Here we go.
Harry's is going to give you $5 off your first purchase with the promo code JTRAIN.
Wow.
That's promo code JTRAIN, $5 off your first purchase. So that Truman set, where you get all fixed up, goes from 15 to 10.
You can't beat that. It's like you're making money.
I'm Jewish. I know deals. Okay? Listen, I'm a huge fan of this company. So you got to go to, and like, Man Sam gets me on the phone. He's like, Harry's. Do you know Harry's? I'm like, of course. I've been using them. Yeah. I love them. I love this stuff. And he's like, they're going to sponsor. I was like, that's insane.
That's unbelievable.
I also happened, and I'm going to tell you this right now, I happened to go to camp with the guy who started the company.
Come on now.
I swear to God. He started Warby Parker, the glasses company.
Sure.
And now he started Harry's. And you know, I like being around successful people.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you do.
I just want to buy successful people's razors.
That's right.
You know, I want to shave with his razors. I want to wear his glasses. I want to fuck Michael Somerville on the table here at Stand Up New York Labs, right in front of Man Sam.
Some of this can happen. Some of that's possible.
Well, two of those threes are happening.
Absolutely.
So, listen, you got to go to harrys.com right now. Look for the Truman set. That's harrys.com. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout. Get $5 off and help support the show. Stop compromising and give Harry's a try. Listen, I can't glow about them enough. They're great razors. I use them. I know the guy who started it. Go to harrys.com, get the Truman, use the promo code JTRAIN. And what it does, it by way of helping you out with a $5 off at the Harry's counter, you're helping Papa JT.
Papa J.
Feathering his nuts. That's so let's
start
get involved.
Start shaving more than just your face
with
this deal, right?
Harry's.com, promo code JTRAIN. Get involved right now. Let's go to this email.
Have we helped anyone yet, by
We've
the
helped
way?
Some people. Yeah. I think we've helped Vegas.
All right.
This is an actually serious one, and I like having you. I feel like you have the empathy.
Sure.
You have brothers, siblings?
Two older brothers. Yes, yes.
Youngest little brother problems.
Yeah.
I'm an older brother. You're a little brother, so we can...
All right.
Mr. J Train, I'm a freshman in college going back to my parents' house with my little eighth grade brother. He is trouble. He yells at my mom every night, makes terrible grades, and is just an all-around bad kid.
Oof.
He seems to be pretty popular, but I don't know how I should handle him to be better behaved and be an all-around good kid without losing my cool big brother rep. I've tried being up front with him, and he doesn't listen. If you could answer my question, it would be in my top five favorite Jews. Listen, what's that five Jews list?
Five Jews.
He better have a good dentist. I know how close you and your brother are, so thanks for the help. What do you think, man? How are you most influenced by your brothers?
Boy, that's rough, man. That's
it's tough because we know the situation.
In eighth grade, man, when I was in eighth grade, actually, coincidentally enough, I went through a really weird phase. It was like, I don't know if it was like a puberty thing, what it is, but I was like, I was weird. I stopped doing my homework. I started being like, I'm a nice guy, as you know, and I started like being weird to my parents and all sorts of, that's a tough one because I know my oldest brother was dying also to be like the cool older brother to me, even to this day. Now we're both grown up, but he still wants to be kind of the, I'm the older brother, I'm kind of the ringleader. I think you just gotta beat the shit out of him. Just a good ass.
Is that what happened to you?
I think no, but you know, I wish it had because it probably would have. I
throw a couple
of
knucks his way.
No, I mean, the kid will grow out of it. It's a phase. And so it's one of those things you could either take a deep breath and just try to ride it out. But I mean,
this is the year to be that way. So, like, let's
you don't disrespect mom, man. Start talking back to mom.
Let's all take comfort in how alike we all are. For a second, like he's going. Let's empathize with your brother. He's eighth grade. You're trying to be cool. You're gonna be a dick at that age. It's just the dick age.
It happens.
Yeah. So let's empathize for him for a second. What I'll say is that with family, I'll say this. Here's my advice. And there's nothing worse with family when they do the "I'm not mad, just disappointed."
Is
there anything worse?
Oh, the worst. The D word it cuts to my soul.
It kills you.
Yeah.
And I've had that
Please
from my
be
dad.
Mad. Don't be disappointed.
Don't be disappointed. Just be angry.
Be furious.
Be furious. Don't be disappointed. Don't lose one of my credibility points.
My heart hurts for just hearing
you
say it.
And you can even without saying it, you can do that with a face.
Oh, yeah.
And I've done that with my brother, and I'm just like, I give him. That's not cool to me, face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and it's almost like bombing with a joke on stage.
Oh, it's brutal.
Just people looking at you like, you really thought that?
You really thought that
was funny?
You really thought, yeah. I lied to my dad once, and he was so devastated and so overwhelmed. And he looked at me and he said, "If you told me the sky was green, I would believe you." And I was just my whole world just crumbled because he's like, because I lied to him. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he had nothing but family trust for you.
It was nothing.
And I think that's the way you handle your brother. And it has to be serious shit. It can't just be everything because then he won't believe it.
Right.
But it's got to be something where it's like, if he yells at your mom, just like, yelling at fucking mom?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of person are you?
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to level with someone like that. And they might not feel it right in that moment. Maybe he'll say, fuck you.
Absolutely.
Fuck off.
But let him go sit with it. Yeah.
He'll sit with it. He'll remember that face. Yeah. And you know what? I think that's like a, you know, I think that's why I've been in that situation. I mean, this is an uncomfortable story for me to tell. Did I tell this story? I went to the Super Bowl with my younger brother. I went to the Super Bowl with my younger brother.
Are you going
to
cry?
Patriots 2007.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Losing to the Giants, helmet catch.
Sure.
Okay? Yeah. We were lucky enough to go. We were sent out by a family member. Took it, you know, very nice gift.
Yeah.
Okay? Go to the Super Bowl. We're with my cousin and his buddy. And go to the Super Bowl. And it's the night before the Super Bowl. If you're not famous or wildly rich.
Right.
The night before the Super Bowl fucking
You're
sucks.
Not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
That's why a trip to Vegas is actually
it's like being in LA for the Oscars. I was so excited. I was like, oh.
They're like, yo.
At Denny's.
You're at Denny's. You're at the worst restaurants. You're at the worst hotel. We ended up at this, like, we heard this cool block party, and the block party was like the Bud Light block. It was just a bunch of dudes in golf shirts holding like 30-ounce Bud Light. It was just sad. There's no chicks. And the Super Bowl is just a dude weekend if you're not wildly rich and famous.
Right.
And so you're like, where are all these chicks I used to see on TV? No. All the people that you have access to, those girls, don't want to fucking be there. They want to watch at home and drink fucking sangria and sit in the back and not watch the game and pop in for the commercials.
Yes.
So you're there with a bunch of dudes, and we were like, let's go to a strip club. So we all go to a strip club. We walk in, we're like, we want to go, we're like, how much to go in the back, the private room? Because now we're like, we got to fucking take this
out. Let's do this.
We go in the back, and I have a bottle of shit.
You have told this story.
I've told this story before. Yeah.
It's okay.
But a long time ago, yeah, I think.
It's fine. It's a good story.
So a bottle of, bottle of champagne on one leg, two girls on each leg, and a bottle of champagne.
How many legs do you have?
Bro, I have three. One of my, I call my penis a leg.
Okay.
I had a bottle of champagne in one hand and a girl in each leg.
Nice.
And we're fucking crushing it. And they're like, do you want to stay? And we're like, I pull out my wallet and all the credit cards in my wallet pop out.
Nice.
And fall on the floor.
Oh.
At this point, I was working, but I had one card that I would pay for, one that was like attached to my dad.
Right.
And the one, you know, like the emergency card. And the one for my dad, they pick up and they're like, come on. And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Yes.
At this point, I black out.
Nice.
I don't know if I was drugged because I honestly don't.
Oh, wow.
Like, we woke up. At that, and the next thing I remember is us waking up hours later.
Oh.
All of us.
Wow.
So we don't know. And what they do at strip clubs, you can't, they take your thumbprint when you sign for anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just like.
I mean, I've heard.
I've but I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, I no drugs, no sex, just champagne and girls. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what happened that I've never blacked out that hard in my life. Like, yeah. I'm being as honest as I could ever be.
Yeah.
And I just, we woke up and it was daytime.
Oof.
And I woke up with a receipt in my pocket.
You were at least home or in a hotel?
No, at the fucking strip club. We woke up there.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, what the fuck just happened? And I woke up and I had a receipt in my pocket for an amount of money that's like out of control.
Wow.
And then.
Four figures?
Yeah, and wow. We're walking out, and in my brother's pocket, he's got the same receipt.
No.
So we're like, holy fuck, we just spent an amount of money, not our own money.
Your dad's money.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we're like, fuck. And I remember we went to the game, and we're like, what the fuck happened? We don't know what happened. We're hungover. We, you know, we had no idea what happened. Like, none of us. And we go to the game, and we're sitting there, like, we look like we watched a murder. Like, you know, like our faces are glazed over, just like, what the fuck do we do? And we're sitting in the game, and like, we're like, just let the Patriots win.
Right. If nothing else, if in
nothing
this world,
else. Yes. And I'll never forget it. That helmet catch happened. Yeah. They lost in, it was as if they lost in the only way they could lose for us.
Right, right.
Us too.
Right, exactly, personally.
So I remember we were walking out of the stadium, we take off our jerseys, like we didn't even wear the, we're like, fuck these jerseys, yeah. We're not getting shit from everybody.
Oh.
We go home, we're like, how do we tell, you know, how do you break that news? Like, what do we do? And,
yeah.
You know, the disappointment from my dad, like you're like, lesson fucking learned.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It wasn't a mad, I'm disappointed. That is just like you're saying, like, I would have believed if the sky was green.
Yeah.
It's that type of moment.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that this kid's younger brother has done anything as horrible or whatever.
No.
You don't know how, we don't know the details of how bad, but pieces of that face never fails.
The face never fails. And I completely agree with where you're going. I think commiserating and taking his side is the way to go. You pull him aside and you be on his team. Hey, man, I know sometimes parents are frustrated.
Yeah.
But don't talk like that to mom.
Yeah, what the
fuck? I think that's the key. Make him be on the same team with him.
Yes.
And guide him
way. It's like an empathy sandwich.
Exactly.
You know, just like, I feel you.
Yeah.
I hear
and
you.
I get it. And I've been there, man. I've been
but,
on that.
But you're fucking, you're making me disappointed in
yeah,
you.
Don't
and
do that
you're
to
really,
mom.
It's just not even cool.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. It's not even cool.
Yeah.
Anyone you tell that thinks this is the right thing to do is not your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you say again, I love you.
Yeah.
But
and I'm you
can't
on your
keep
team,
fucking
man.
Doing this.
I'm on your side.
I'm on your
but
team.
But don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Michael Somerville, thank you for coming on.
Oh, so fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so
great
much
to
fun.
Have you. So good. We got to get you when you're back in town.
Of course.
Do this again.
Sign me up.
We're going to come back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Michael Somerville, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Awesome.
You're great.
Thanks, man.
So good to have you. At Somerville Puns on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. If you're going to be in Vegas, September and...
19 to 25.
Yeah.
And then Super Bowl week, leading into the Super Bowl at the MGM Grand, Brad Garrett.
Fucking awesome. So if you guys are making a trip out there, go check him out. So fun to watch on stage. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, happy to be here. I was going to say, I stayed at MGM Grand recently when I went out for the UFC stuff.
Oh, nice.
Great look at the Brad Garrett Club.
There it
sure
is.
Yes. Definitely good. It's
awesome.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Go follow Mansamp at Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast here on the San Diego Labs Network. Go check it out every Friday along with this podcast. Let's do some Would You Rathers. We've got some real interesting ones this week. Dear Jer Bear, Mansamp, and talented guest.
Oh, nice.
Did you know the Native American population numbered 100 million when the Europeans discovered the Americas and now is under 6 million? But enough hilarious jokes. Oh, we got a comedian writing it. Would you rather be trim for the rest of your life but feel slightly sick after eating? The better the meal, the worse you feel. Okay? Better the meal, worse you feel, but you're trim for the rest of your life. Or fight to be thin due to bad genetics, but be able to comfortably enjoy the satisfaction of an amazing food experience. P.S. Are you Jewish?
It's all one email?
Yeah. P.P.S. Did Mandatory Samson lose all his powers when he cut his face hair?
Yes. It feels terrible.
He does feel, you did give me a look when I was like, you shaved. He had a big beard.
All right.
Since I've met him. And I was like, you shaved. And he gave like a, yeah, like it was almost like you had like lost half your penis.
It's shameful. I feel bad about it.
Yeah. It was crazy.
The beard's coming back.
It's coming back. It slowly, but it's coming back. So yes. What do you think?
Did you shave with a Harry's razor?
Of course. Okay. It took too much hair off. Now I'm pissed off.
Harry's.com promo code JTrain. Now, what do you think?
Of his beard?
No, of that. So
the idea is you can look
good. You choose
good,
one or the other. You look
but
good.
You don't enjoy your meals, but you look
good.
But
food is just makes you a little bit sick.
Right.
And the bigger, the better the meal. Like you go to the best restaurant in the world, but you know it's going to fucking do a number on you.
Right.
Or you fight to stay in shape, but food is very satisfying.
Well, isn't that just the reality that we live in?
Very true for me.
Yeah.
I look at like, there's going to be times where I'm looking at food and I'm like, this is, my week is done. And it's one of those cliche older guy things. You get older, like, oh, you get older, your foods don't really agree with you as much. And it's like, and hangovers get worse. It's like, those are the most true things have said.
Absolutely.
And it makes me fear for how true the rumor is that you don't get blown when you're married.
Right.
How fearful does that make me of that?
Yeah. Right.
That's not such a joke anymore.
Or really even have that much sex.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying like I do think this is the reality where it's like, because now I've been back on oatmeal. Every morning I eat oatmeal.
Now you're sounding old.
I started eating oatmeal when I really got in shape. And it, oatmeal in the morning like changes your fucking day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Your shits are better. You're more full throughout the day.
Oh, wow.
It's the best thing you can do for your body.
Okay.
If you go with like the old-fashioned oats and you do it just water, nothing in it.
Right.
Minute and a half in the microwave. It fucking sucks to eat.
Oh, but really? It's not that taste?
No, nothing.
No sugar, no nothing.
You're literally a horse.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but I consider it like a workout. Like
right.
I'm like, okay, I did something for
myself.
It's
the gym right there.
Listen, you don't like going to the gym, but you like how you feel afterwards. It's the same exact premise.
It's like you're on a post-apocalyptic spaceship.
Yeah.
Like, this is all I got to eat, but it'll get the job done.
It'll get the job done.
Yeah.
So
sustain me.
I'm kind of in this position where it's like, I do this every morning where it's like, okay, Sunday morning, let's do brunch. Or let's do oats. And that's how it sounds in my head. Like, you want to do brunch?
Right.
Oats,
exactly. You know?
So I'm going to actually say, because I think about body shit every fucking minute of every day.
Yeah.
Like, that is my cross to bear. I think about what I eat, how I'm going to feel I'm going to eat. If I didn't have to think of that, I'd be curing cancer. I don't know what people who stay, like when someone's like, I can eat whatever I want. I'm like, what are you thinking about all day?
I know. What do you do? Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
How many times I go to Starbucks, I just sit there and I stare like a kid who's at a toy store and is poor. A poor kid at Toys R Us. I'm like, these things all look so cool.
All these things.
I want all of them. Yeah. But no, I can't have them.
You can't.
What would you do?
I would eat and enjoy myself.
Enjoy yourself?
And that's what I do.
Yeah.
And then I struggle, you know.
I'm going with staying trim because I'm already dealing with the shits.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to eat and enjoy myself. I mean, I don't want to like rub it in your face, but it's like I don't really think about it too much. Like I go to Chipotle, I'm like, yeah, throw everything on there. Let's do course, it.
I hate you both for that answer. Yeah, so yeah. Just know I hate you both.
But you look great, by the way, and you. I don't, so.
Totes preach. Here's another one. Dear Jared, freed the slaves.
That's right.
And then he writes in parentheses, ugh. Man Samp, an endlessly enjoyable guest.
Wow, these are nice emails.
Yeah, very these are nice. Really nice.
It's like they knew I was here.
It's it really is. Did you know that at our current rate of climate change, by 2050, droughts in Africa will make the current migrant crisis in Europe look like light tourism.
This is a Man Samp listener, I think, right now.
But enough chuckles for today. Would you rather have a job where you can take 3 weeks vacation whenever you want, okay? 3 weeks vacation whenever you want, or get 5 weeks, but it has to be taken all at once, and your job dictates when you take it.
That wouldn't bother me.
Consider things such as weddings, vacations with friends, etc. P.S. When is the big day for Man Samp? Looking forward to the full wedding episode recap.
Oh, very nice.
We should do that.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Recap the wedding.
January 7th is the wedding.
January 7th.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars, people. Mark your calendars because I want to see a lot of tweets.
Oh, like on January 7th. You know that's coming, yeah.
At Man Samp, at JTrain56, where it's like...
You're getting married?
Wedding stuff.
I am getting married.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
So you'll have like an in-house like...
We'll do a recap.
See if he's getting...
We'll get his real feelings on the wedding.
We'll find out about the sex thing.
Yeah. Well, I met a girl today. She was so fucking hot. I got a haircut and she was working at the front door. And she was, and the girl cutting my hair is like this like sassy Israeli chick. And she's like always, she'll say whatever comes to her fucking mind. And she's talking about her getting married. And she goes, so you're getting married? I go, she's getting married. And she goes, yeah. I go, how old is she? She goes, 22.
Jeez.
And so this Israeli chick and I just go off. we're like, oh, I go, is he rich?
Yeah.
How old is he? She's like 24. And then the Israeli fucking barber, the hairstylist, she's like, only one dick. Like, and then like this girl behind the counter was not happy.
Well, where do you go for your haircuts? This is a unique sound.
It's the same strip club I went to before the Super Bowl.
Blackout.
What do you guys think? You got 5 weeks whenever you want. No, five weeks.
5 weeks, they
decide.
3 weeks
whenever you want, 5 weeks, they decide.
Do they tell you, how much advance warning do you have when you're getting your 5 weeks? Do they just tell you the day of, or is like, you know, a couple months in advance?
Let's say you know every year, but they're going to dictate it. It's like being a teacher, if you think about it.
Right. That 5 weeks in a row, like, that wouldn't bother me whenever they tell. Like, I'm not a big, oh, I got to go do this or whatever. When I get a vacation, I like to just hang out. I don't want to do too much crazy shit. Yeah. You tell me when I take the time off. I don't
care. What do you think?
I'm going to say 5 weeks, actually. I'm kind of an all or nothing guy. Yeah. And so I think 5 weeks.
I'm the 5 weeks. And you know why?
Why?
Because it's like it becomes your excuse.
Yeah.
This is the thing. That is a blessing in disguise. When people know things about you, they don't ask shit for you to do.
Right.
That's like with me. They're like, you know, if someone's like, yo, we're doing a big dinner, but I didn't ask you because you do shows at night.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I and that's a blessing and a curse all at once because you're like, oh, I got left out of that. But at least that becomes the thing that you can lean on.
And no one bothers you. I'm checking out for 5 weeks.
Hey, I got these 5 weeks. Don't ask me.
You're right. You're right.
I'm going away for this 1 month and I have this week to do.
Right.
For you to ask me to do shit I don't want to do.
Exactly. I am sayonara. Yeah.
Yeah. So it really.
I like that.
It contains. You dealing with people.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're gone for you take a week off, like, oh, can you just come and just fix this? Or can you, they're calling you at home. But no. Five weeks is like, I'm out.
There is nothing worse than when someone, like, I have had this happen recently. Someone's like, hey, you want to do this thing? Mm-hmm. And there's no reason for you to say no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. And it's like, yeah. And I don't want to be insulting to the person because I like whoever this is. I'm sure I like this person if I'm talking to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you want to do this thing? And I'm just like, how do I be like, no.
No.
For everything.
Right. It's just the classic, it's not you, it's me, man. I don't want to do stuff.
No. I can't this week. What about next week? How about forever?
Yeah, how about not? Just not. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. How about never? How's your book look for that?
You want to go for lunch? Like, going for lunch to me couldn't. See, when I don't want to go for lunch, that couldn't seem like a bigger Everest for me to climb.
H.
Like, it is the worst.
Even the words that make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Just like, that was a big thing.
Can I get a lunch?
When I moved here, everyone was like, let's do lunch, because it would sound like a businessy thing to do. So your young friends want to sound old. I don't know. It pissed me off. Let's do the news.
So this is good news for people that are going to be in Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics. Not a lot of good news coming out of there right now.
Yeah.
But Pornhub is offering free premium service up until August 21st for anybody that's in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a $10 value per person.
Good for them.
For free. They're just like, enjoy yourself. Here's some free porn.
Basically, they're like, don't put your seed in your wife and fuck up your baby.
Yes.
Put it in a napkin.
Yeah.
Well, that's like their thing.
It's a public service.
And
yeah.
If you've seen Brazilian women, there's going to be some amped up dudes down there.
Well, Brazilian women are that funny thing where they're either the ugliest women you've ever seen or the hottest women you've ever seen. There's no mediocre. There's no.
You sound like that letter writer about the Asians.
I'm just telling
little
you.
Little ugly.
I'm just saying there's no. There's like very few, like, there's very few Brazilian fives.
Five or sixes,
yeah. Yeah. It's always Brazilian three. It's almost like they just cut that part out because there's Brazilian women that you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You have ruined women for me forever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But then it goes the other way. It's like, you've ruined women for me.
Yeah.
Forever.
Ever.
So, any other stories?
Yeah, we got one more. So this is an interesting one. Prince's friend, Prince just died, God rest him. His friend, Free, the guy's name is Free. He's a songwriter. He's won Grammys, things like that. He confirmed recently that that whole Chappelle Show sketch where they're playing, you know, skins versus blouses or whatever. He was like, that was totally true.
I actually knew that.
I believe it.
It is very true. And then I also knew that he was like a good basketball. He could play.
Yeah, he said he says he was running around like Steph Curry all night. He was amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. You ever see Charlie Murphy around?
Sure.
Yeah. You ever watch his shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny as hell.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah, funny dude. The one thing he does, and this isn't a knock or anything, he's super funny. I once watched him once, and he speaks really softly on stage. So it's funny because people are so pumped to see him, and then he picks up the mic. They're like, "And now Charlie Murphy!" And he's like, clap, whatever. And then he just goes, and he just like speaks into the mic, and the whole audience just ducks their head in at the same time because they can't hear
what he's saying. Yeah.
I thought that was the funniest thing. Just like it looked like a scene out of like Airplane.
Right.
It's like, like Charlie Murphy is like, ah, and then he's like. What's up, everybody? And everyone's like, hello? Everyone just leans in.
Is he gonna talk?
Right away. I believe that those stories are true. I mean, like, those stories are so funny told by him.
Oh, it's fantastic. And if you ever saw the one, Fallon tells a story about him playing ping pong in New York. He played ping pong, Prince and ping pong.
Really?
It's a great story, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like Prince is like, I want to play you in ping pong. It's like, it's 100% true.
All of that is amped up by what he's wearing.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Like, if you're like a flamboyant guy, you doing anything with high heels on
absolutely.
Is like, I gotta watch.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I saw the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I was on a flight. I'm a very superstitious flyer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just don't do well with flights. So I was going to D.C. and I got to the airport and they're like, all the flights are getting canceled to D.C. And then they were like, but one's boarding now. Go catch it.
But you have to fly with Al Sharpton.
Exactly. And flying with a black guy. I don't know. No. I'm kidding. So, no, what I think is, when I was like, oh, they let me on the flight that was taking off. I'm like, oh, fuck, I just made this flight. I just jumped on the flight that's going to go down. That's my initial initial feeling. Like, oh, this wasn't meant to be, so now it's meant to be.
Right.
And then I'm getting on, and Al Sharpton's there.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, now I'm going to be Al Sharpton dies in plane crash.
Right.
And then
I'm not even news.
In the news, I'm the, you know, the reverend, you know, the you know, whatever. So I'm thinking, oh, fuck. Rushed on a plane that wasn't supposed to be on. Sharpton's on here. We're going down. Like,
it's over.
It's over. But I was looking at Sharpton. He's dressed immaculately.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was thinking, I was like, man, Sharpton takes shits too. I had this like thought because he was in this like three-piece nice suit.
Is this thin Sharpton now?
Yeah, thin, him but he walked out of the bathroom and I was like, man, it's so funny. How did I even think of this? What was the story about?
We were talking about Prince. Playing ping-pong and high heels.
No, the outfits ups the game. So like, he was in this three-piece immaculate suit and he went into the bathroom and he came out and I was just thinking, and I just watched him kind of the bathroom and I was like, man, it's funny that a guy like that is wiping himself too.
Same.
You know, same thing.
Same as everyone.
We're just the same animals. And he's putting it, and he's strapping on the suit and everything, right. And I'm like in sweats shitting, but he's got the whole fucking
right.
three-piece, and I was just thinking of him wiping himself. I know this sounds so weird, but I was like, oh my God, he's got to do that too, you
yeah.
know, and just
yeah.
him in that whole like suit where it was like a bright whatever, and I was like, you know, it's just
yes, the fanciest of all get-ups, and yes. he's still in his tiny little airplane still, bathroom.
Yeah, just like fumbling for the tissues.
Yeah,
yes. You know, and Prince had to do that too with like a big fucking scarf on.
No, oh, yeah.
You know, it's just funny to me.
Prince had a bidet, I'm sure.
This was a trip inside my brain for yeah. 5 minutes.
I have nothing to add to that one.
Michael Somerville, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man.
Fantastic to have you. You're great. At Somerville Puns on Twitter. Go check him out. Go support him. You got a website?
Yeah, michaelsomerville.com. It's got the links to everything on there, Twitter, Facebook, all that.
Perfect. At Mansamp.
That's right.
Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday.
Yeah, they've been good. We're doing like 2-hour episodes late with all the convention
stuff. The election.
Stuff, and yeah, it's good.
The coverage is here.
That's yes. right.
Stand Up New York Labs.
Oh, like, can I mention my new album just came out? No sudden.
How did we not mention that?
I don't know what's wrong with me. That's why I'm not further ahead in the business. No no sudden movements. No,
I knew called, about it too.
No
listen,
sudden movements. My
listen,
bad.
Here's what I do. When I'm on a long car ride, I do podcasts. I also do a lot of albums.
Yeah.
Go fucking get out. What it's called? No sudden.
No sudden movements.
No
yeah,
sudden movements. So you go
iTunes,
to the iTunes
everything.
Store.
Yeah.
No sudden movements. Just search Michael Somerville in the iTunes store. It'll yeah. show right up.
It's right there.
So we'll put it in the opening of the episode.
Thanks,
we'll
get man.
It. Let me do a shout out. Couple shout outs that I've had here for a while. J Train, I'd love a shout out to my fuckboy friend who broke bro code and DM'd a girl who knew my friend was already talking to over Snapchat. Total douchebag move. I don't know. I think it's free game at that point. His Snapchat is John underscore McGuire. John underscore McGuire. Send all shits, please. What's up, Jew? I sure hope you actually shout me out on your podcast because my Twitter follower count sucks dog balls. I'm at Isaiah 7 Jackson, at ISAIAH 7 Jackson on Twitter and on Instagram. My roommate put me on to your dope-ass podcast. I'm in the military and slam 12-hour shifts on the daily, and I feather my nuts to you feathering your nuts on the podcast. Fucking gold. Anyways, I figure I should give you something worth reading. So here's a hypothetical. Would you rather be guy with a Viagra or a girl with a dick? Oh, guy with a vagina or girl with a dick?
Guy with a vagina or...
Am I hot?
Yeah.
I'm hot?
Yeah.
Girl with a dick.
Girl with a dick.
Yeah. I think so, right?
Girl with a dick.
Why,
we were talking
though?
About hot chicks before this podcast even aired. I was just like, I want to come back as a hot chick.
That's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you get the confidence
yes.
and the door open for you. Yeah. Let's say the vagina looks amazing, but it's loose, so you can't. Come
Jesus.
On, dude.
Just skip it. Just you, skip
you're,
it.
Yeah, you're people, it. You're
we
people,
did it.
They send a lot of detail.
A lot of deets. A lot of deets, man.
A lot of deets.
It's
a lot
an
of
open
deets.
Space.
From
it's
men and women.
Space.
My mom says the same thing.
She listens.
When she listens.
Hi, Mom.
Love the podcast. Thanks, Papa JD. P.S. Here's a feather for your nuts. Juby, he sent a picture of a feather. Hey, guys, if you want a shout-out, send it to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com and title it shout-out. That's our episode. I'm Jared Freed. You can find me on Twitter, jtrain56, Instagram, at Jared Freed, Snapchat, jtrain56. I am here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails. Keep sending those in, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.